We continue our talk with Abbotsford School District Administrator Cheryl Baker on a FEMA application grant. Now, you mentioned that there is a cost to the Abbotsford School District. I think you mentioned 25%. This is all predicated on whether the grant actually goes through. What is Abbotsford's cost to this, and where is that money coming from? Do you need to go to a referendum for this? You know, what's the procedure for that?
Well, the board is committed not going to referendum. We have approximately a 70% poverty rate among our students. That doesn't mean the property values out there are that high for poverty, but it's not something the board wants to take to referendum. So whatever costs we would incur, but then we would have 36 months to complete it. So by doing that, let's say it came to about $1 million on our share, because the FEMA grant, I think, is coming close to $3 million. If we were to actually capture all that money through the process, that $1 million could be spread out over potentially three fiscal years. So there's a lot of resources there that go into that without me sitting here and telling you each one individually, but I'm fairly confident that the district could come up with that, whether it's through local donations, whether it's through just tightening our belts again. Like, we built six classrooms just a year and a half ago. It wasn't easy, but we were able to come up with that $1.2 million to build on six classrooms. It's very hard to look at 75 cents on the dollar being paid by the federal government and giving you an opportunity to have up to four classrooms in that space, to have a stage for community events like theatrical productions and things like that, or even having the floor space to have additional practice space for some of our kids, our younger kids in our youth programs. It's the space has been created in such a way to maximize the footprint for the district while also providing the community a valuable place to go in the event of a natural disaster.
What's next for this FEMA application? When will you find out whether it's accepted, or are there other steps before that happens?
Well, this is the federal government, so there are deadlines and then there are not deadlines, that type of thing. The Abbotsford initial application did pass through the state level, and we are one of, I believe, three entities that have been advanced to the national level, so we are in stage two of the application process. But at this point, Jordan Buss, who works for JBAD Solutions, is working with us on the project and on the grant, and he is putting together this second-level grant that is due by the end of January. Probably wouldn't hear back from the federal government regarding that grant until probably June or July of the summer.
And then more work would ensue after that, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of stages to make sure. Like, they would need to then probably come into our district in some format to do a cost analysis, make sure our numbers are close. There are a lot of multiple steps, There are multiple steps that get us to the final grant award. So we're somewhat early in the process yet. At this point, it's mostly getting a commitment from the board that says, yeah, let's move forward with this. I am waiting to hear back from Mr. Buss regarding if the grant is actually awarded, then as a district have an opportunity to accept or reject that grant based on our own ability to come up with the 25%. We're pretty confident we can come up with that 25%. It's a vision now, and you need to really solidify things as you move closer to the grant award.
Well, as things move along, and as you said, probably slowly with the federal government, keep us updated on this, would you please, Cheryl?
I will do. Will do. No problem. I appreciate the time to share about it a little bit.
And we thank Cheryl Baker, Abbotsford School District Administrator, for that update on proposed FEMA application grant.